Unit 20. Listening. Page 86.
I have with me Tara Ganesh, the Marketing Director of Entrepreneur, who are a business support service. Tara, hello.
Hello.
Perhaps you could begin by just explaining briefly what Entrepreneur does.
Well, we are a service which offers advice and support for people who run their own business, especially people who are just starting up. We have a lawyer who can give legal advice and a marketing advisor who they can consult. And quite importantly, actually, we offer financial advice about all areas of business.
OK. So, I've got this new idea for a product that I think is going to make my fortune. How do I raise the capital to get started? What are my options?
Even today, I think the most common way to set up a new business is with your own money. People use their savings, and if they don't have enough, they borrow from family and friends.
And that's still the best way, is it?
In many ways, because it's so simple. But if family or friends are involved, you need to be very clear about what will happen if things go wrong and how you'll pay the money back. Even if it's someone close to you, you should still draw up a written contract.
Yes, I can imagine there have been a lot of broken friendships over this sort of thing. But what if I can't provide the money myself? What's the best option? A bank loan?
For the small business, yes, it's probably the best choice. But your bank manager will need to see a detailed business plan. And if you're not experienced in writing business plans, you'll need to get some professional help, like we provide at Entrepreneur.
What kind of things are the bank looking for?
In the business? Well, realistic targets, steady growth, not necessarily dramatic at first, and a strong cash flow. Essentially, what the bank are interested in is whether you'll be able to pay off the debts. And for that reason, your bank loan will have to be secured against an asset.
What kind of asset?
Well, it could be your house or some equipment you own for the business. You know, so that if your business doesn't pay back the loan, the bank can claim that asset instead.
What other sources of capital are there?
Well, there are companies who provide startup capital in return for a stake in the business. These are so-called venture capital firms. But they get lots of applications for loans, so there is usually tough competition and they'll want to see a very high growth rate on your plan, 20% at least. Or you might find a business angel to provide the money.
A what, sorry?
A business angel. It's just someone who will invest in a startup company in return for a share in it. Usually, it's someone who has already been successful with a company of their own.
And how do I go about finding a business angel?
It can be difficult. They don't usually advertise because they don't want to be flooded with applications. But there is now a network you can go through, the National Business Angels Network.
Tara Ganesh, thank you very much.